This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
You need. You ever heard this, Bob?
I have not heard this one before, yeah.
This is Thanksgiving.
There's not many Thanksgiving songs, you know?
This is number one.
I don't know what number two. Nathan, you got anything for me?
Back to our clinch conversation a few minutes ago.
No,
this is, gosh, it's Dusty. It's been, what, probably 5 or 10 years since this banger dropped?
Yeah.
It's carried us ever since.
Oh, my. Ooh. Who recorded this little ditty?
Well,
about turkey and stuffing.
It looks like it is a middle-aged lady video is at, like, a church.
Okay.
And she's just on stage. And then, of course, the internet is undefeated. And people did TikToks, or they did renditions of it and threw a beat behind
okay.
it.
Okay. All right.
So, like, the original video, she's like, you know, just out there and she's like, you need beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, jam. And then you throw a beat behind it and
right.
throw a hook on it
and you're good
put
to
it on
go.
The internet. And yeah.
Yeah. And you're
That's
an artist
crazy.
In 2024. I was looking at the TV that all of a sudden just popped on. So Binkley will be happy about that. Good morning, Jay. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. And it had the thing we saw originally was a call 1-800-BUTTERBALL for your turkey tip line. Are people calling these numbers to get tips on their turkey on Thanksgiving? Like, are people dialing the 1-800-BUTTERBALL number?
I don't know.
I mean, like, it's wild to me. I don't have to worry about that. Getting a turkey at Smokehouse.
This
I got
like
beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb,
rice,
beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, rat.
You need
beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes.
Like, if you're not, you know, if you're driving and you hear this and you don't know what the hell it is, just enjoy it.
Yeah.
This is all my social media will be for the next, until the Chiefs game starts on Friday.
Not mad about
yeah,
it.
Right.
I take this over Mariah Carey's Merry Christmas or whatever.
Oh, Mariah Carey, that's a good one. That's a banger. It is. That's a good one. Now, this one, I'm already tired of this one.
Not a chance. Well, you get it every hour.
Yeah. Is this one where everybody posts and thinks it's original? Oh, look at this one. Yeah, this song sucks.
No! Love it. Love it. We do our poll question every Wednesday. So today is Wednesday. It can be found on the Fan 965 on Twitter. It's real simple today. Yes. Or is it before or after is your answer. You click before or after.
Okay.
Do you eat before or after 3 o'clock on Thanksgiving?
I'm going to go after because I think we're telling people to, you know, my in-laws to come over around 3 o'clock. So
which
obviously
means you want to eat
after.
Four,
yeah.
So you tell them an hour early. So they show still up. They still show up at like 3:45.
Yeah. Whenever they get there. Right.
Like,
and if they're early, that's fine too. I don't care. Well, they can come over whenever they can spend the night for all I care.
Yeah,
right.
And be in the bourbon anyway.
Yeah,
you'll
exactly.
be numb.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I got some wine.
Oh,
and whatnot.
Good to see you
yeah.
again.
Right. So
I'll be talking to the wall.
That's all right. It's good to see the wall. Sometimes it's nice. The wall doesn't talk back. Right.
Yeah. No doubt. Yeah, see, tough, man. I wonder what this, like, you did, like, Family Feud, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you were like, we asked 100 people, what time does Thanksgiving start for dinner?
I think it's 3 o'clock.
You think 3 o'clock's like the number one answer?
I think by far 3 o'clock would be the number one answer on the board.
Is noon, but we actually eat at 3 o'clock. I think that's the number one answer. To be fair,
okay. I would like to. Yeah, like what's the number on that? Like, because you know it's 100. So you think 100 people?
Yeah, I'm going to say 69.
Okay. I'm not doing any of that after Thanksgiving.
Nice. Well, we eat like what would be considered lunch.
We do 2 o'clock at the first house I go to.
Yeah.
2 o'clock?
You said 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock's a fine time. Yeah.
Who's waiting until dinner time
for Thanksgiving?
To have their first Thanksgiving meal.
No, he does not. Did he tell you that?
Yeah.
What does he do all day?
He said that's how his mom does. They do like wine and stuff beforehand.
No,
and
then
like,
stop.
He goes, we eat at 7 p.m.
Force it out.
Yes, I don't know.
Stop. They have an amuse-bouche Thanksgiving and lobster bisque.
Shout out to the Spectre. Happy Thanksgiving, boss.
Yeah, I mean, but all that, it's ridiculous. His Thanksgiving is not normal, okay? Stop.
No, you traditionally miss the end of the Lions game because it's time to eat.
Time to eat. I see where you're going. Yeah, usually, or you miss the beginning of that first game or whatever. No, I think anywhere between 2 and 4 is probably the wheelhouse for everybody on Thanksgiving. Because Nathan, I think you're right about that. Nobody's waiting till dinner, other than Spectre, to eat Thanksgiving. You know, at dinner time, you're probably having a second plate, right? You're probably going through the line a second time before we put all this stuff away.
See, I always see the end of the Lions game. Like, I'll be shoulder to shoulder with like Uncle Dave on his second round, my first round.
Yeah.
Because then it's like, there's so many strategies in that. We can get into it later on with, because it's the Thanksgiving show and enjoy the holiday. And,
right.
And we're thankful for all of you listening. But, yeah, like, I'll wait till the Lions game's over because I know, like, kids and women and elderly have all gone through the rounds. And then once that's done, you just, you know, you crow it, Daddy. You go in there at the very end. Like, okay, everybody's gotten their food. Everyone's built their plate. I don't have to be shy. If I want the corner of the green bean casserole, I can go to the opposite side of the pan now and core that out.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to get divvied up anyway and sent out. Everybody else is, you know, struggling to get through the first plate, and I'm in there, and here's the best part. Nobody around you.
Yeah. Nobody.
You know, there's always like that aunt that judges you that's like, oh, you're going for 2 scoops.
You haven't missed many meals.
You're like, oh, okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'll tell you this.
We put the weight scale away this week. You know?
I saw a good one on X the other day. It said, this is the time of year where you set your scale back 15 pounds. You know?
Yeah. Clocks go back. Scales go back.
Yeah. It's officially eating season.
Diet goes back.
Let me ask you guys this, though. Do you eat breakfast on Thanksgiving?
Like, absolutely not.
No breakfast on Thanksgiving. So you just you go basically from the time you get up to the time you eat with nothing in the belly.
Herbal coffee.
Okay. All right.
I'm hungry when the first
meal
is served.
Meal is served. Okay.
I've got pretty normal behavior.
Well, you said
I think,
first meal.
Lunch.
Are you bouncing from house to house? Explain to me, Nathan.
Oh no, I am just having a disgusting conglomerate of bread, stuffing, turkey. Everything later in the day towards dinner.
Okay.
That's the second meal. That's akin to what Dusty does after the elderly eat at his house, apparently. I just go ham.
I've gotten to this point, though, and maybe it's with age, I don't know, or whatever, but like if I eat too much, I feel like ass for days now. It's almost like a hangover for me anymore. If I eat too much, I feel like days before I feel better again.
I can help you with that. So if you go to a liquor store or like a wine and spirit store,
right,
they have a thing called an Undenberg. It is a palate cleanser slash like Alka-Seltzer times 10. You take one of those after you eat, you'll be a G.
You won't feel bloated. Won't feel like, bleh, won't feel.
I'll buy you one tonight.
Okay.
And it's the worst tasting thing of your life.
Is it liquid?
It is. It's in a very tiny bottle. It looks like a little miniature bottle of like Liam Peering's Worcestershire sauce.
Yeah.
And it's called an Undenberg. And if you collect the caps, you can get like, you know, free whatever. But they're a palate cleanser slash like gut like releaser. So you'll, after you get done eating, you can smash one of those. It's like black licorice and tar.
Oh, I see. I'm a big like Sambuca fan. Like if I go out to dinner and like an after dinner drink or whatever, I'm like Sambuca and put the coffee beans in. My wife's like, hey, you like that? I'm like, yeah, it's good. Feels good. But that limoncello, no, I'm not a kombucha.
You can't
guy.
Do the fermented.
Yeah, that after
good
I
gut cleanser.
I understand.
There's this place down the street called Enjoy.
Yeah,
and I'll get a smoothie from there every once in a while, like on a Monday, and then I'll get like a kombucha.
Yeah,
like
enjoy
thing.
That. Yeah.
I have got to get home in like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I had no idea the first time I drank one of those. Oh my God, dude.
Not interested.
It is when they say gut cleanser, yeah. I mean, it's like Roto-Rooter, man.
Is it really? Yeah. Is it?
Yeah. You gotta get home, man.
The Italians will drink limoncello to kind of cleanse your palate and, you know, kind of, you know, make you feel a little bit better in that area and whatnot. I don't know. That stuff really truly has never worked for me. So we'll see. You know, I'm willing to try anything, but the kombucha stuff I tried one time. Somebody years ago when we were doing beers with the boys, somebody brought in like a spiked kombucha tea or something. It was awful.
Yeah, Undenberg.